broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Good evening. Welcome to Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee, 823. Jeff Gray never shuts up.
Nope. Talk.
Well, I like it.
What?
I like it. That's awesome.
He's unbelievable, ain't he?
Kind of is.
He's pretty solid, dude. He's a Bengal fan. I hate that about him.
Yeah.
No, we got a couple Bengals fans in the house right now,
too. I do think that he's still here, but I can't see him because he's been eclipsed.
How many Bengal fans are in this room right now?
Daniel Patch has eclipsed him.
How many?
We're getting out.
You're not a Bengal fan, too.
Oh. I'm a bandwagon Bengal fan.
Dub Bears.
I'm a bandwagon Bengal fan.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm rooting for the Bengals now.
Yeah. I kind of am, too.
If the Browns were in that position, I'd be a Browns bandwagon fan.
When that guy ran that fumble back.
It was unbelievable.
That was unbelievable. I'm sitting there thinking, Bengals are going to lose this.
I can't believe they're done.
All of a sudden,
whoops, they're back.
I can't believe he didn't collapse at the 50-yard line.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Sam, pretty good shape.
Those big boys, they might be in shape for that fight at the line of scrimmage, but they ain't in shape to run 98
yards. Not 98 yards.
That's right.
I'm going to guess they don't do that a lot in practice.
No.
That's right. Pete, we got a great show tonight. We've got the seniors coming up here, the basketball players.
And looking forward to that.
And Maddie Guggenbiller from the girls' team's up here, and then the three seniors, little boy Landon. Actually, Wyatt might come up. I think he's
really we're working on getting him. Yep.
And Patchy and Kale and we're going to talk to them guys. We have been a tough little run here for the boys team.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster.
It has. That game Friday night at Colwell was one of those games where Harley got hot.
Yep,
we bring out the best in some of these guys.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, he made some tough shots.
Pretty good D.
Yeah. Pretty good D, and Indians fall a little short against Coldwater, and then on Saturday night we play the Maumee Valley Country Day, who come in with we didn't know much about them. We had some good players, and they really did have three really good players.
A lot of fun. Yeah. Fun game. Had to be a fun game for them guys to play, and it was
I enjoyed that game
up
a lot.
And down, and it was pretty fun.
It was.
I didn't, just looking at the record, I didn't think they'd be very good, but I heard somebody saying, oh, they play all the big teams in Toledo area, so that was a real
they definitely
team.
Had three solid players.
They did, and that kid hit a tough shot to win it. Looking at the girls team, the girls had a nice win at end zone after a really tough game against Coldwater, and when you look at Coldwater, they scrap us. They got really good athletes. They made us turn the ball over multiple times, and when you don't make the shots, and you feel bad for those girls because a lot of them are playing out of position. Because, you're lacking numbers, and when something like that happens, it's easy to get down. But I thought on Saturday they come back, and I thought they played really hard and got a great win against Antonio.
Had three girls in foul trouble, too, right on the bench.
That's right. And that says a lot for those little girls who stuck with it. You think about, and these kids are too young to remember, but I'm sure Jeff Gray remembers it, and Spencey. Was it our regional final where we all fouled out and Bird Bruins come in and hit like three jumpers, and we ended up beating Kalida that year to move on to state. And those girls didn't play much during the season, and it turns out, they hit the big buckets, and just never know.
But they played against the best team in the state in practice every day. So that helps.
That's right. So we're going to come back. We're going to take a break, pay some bills, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk to these seniors. We'll start with Manny because ladies first,
absolutely.
We'll put the prettiest ones first because
she's devil.
There ain't much behind that. I'll tell you that. We'll be right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wintertime is a great time to make a big old batch of chili, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need for your family's favorite wintertime meal. They have the beans, the tomato juice, and tomato soup. Fresh and canned tomatoes, a large selection of seasonings to spice it up just right, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. to stop by Wayne IGA today and pick up everything you'll need to warm up your family on those chilly winter nights. Great selection and great prices every day at Wayne IGA.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game for you, and the NFHS video will be available for the game. Friday, the boys will host the Flyers, and that game will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, which will also be heard on the NFHS video. Saturday, it will be a girls-boys doubleheader, with the Lady Indians traveling down to Franklin Monroe for a varsity-only game starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW for that game, and the NFHS video will not be available for that game. Then on Saturday night, the boys will travel to St. Paris to take on the Graham Falcons. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game, and the NFHS video will be available for that game, and we'll speak with Bill Overla, former Fort Recovery High School principal, before the game. Lots of basketball action this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Fort Recovery High School Cheerleading Squad will be holding a Cheerleader Fun Day for kids from kindergarten through 6th grade. This fun day will be on Saturday, January 28th from 8:30 a.m. until noon, with sign-in beginning at 8 a.m. in the Commons. The cost is $20 per child and includes a t-shirt if you sign up by Monday, January 9th. Fort Recovery students through 6th grade receive their sign-up sheets at school, and the sign-up sheets are also available on the Fort Recovery Cheerleading Facebook page. The kids will learn chants, cheers, and a dance from the high school cheerleaders, and there will be a parents' preview at noon, and the kids will perform at halftime of the boys' JV game that night in the Fort Sight Fieldhouse. This is an event that the kids and our fans look forward to every year, so be sure to get your kids signed up for this fun cheerleading camp taking place on Saturday, January 28th. Be sure to sign up by January 9th to get your t-shirt.
We're back with Bubba V.
All right, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We're joined by Madison Guggenbiller. Madison Guggenbiller. Madison? We know her as Maddie. Anybody call you Madison? Grandma?
No, not really. Just my parents when I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So, yep. So does that happen very often?
No.
Once a year.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We are here with Madison, and we're talking about senior basketball player, senior softball player coming up. Any other sports?
No.
No? You joined the old basketball program last year?
Yes.
Yep. And you really had a good year last year for you know, not playing much and getting into it. And then this year turns around, I think, the first game.
Right out of the gate, she was.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
What'd you have, like 20?
17.
Career high?
Yep.
17 against Arcanum?
Yes.
Yep.
My memory's.
And a barn burner, too.
It was a barn burner.
And a barn burner.
Oh, that sucked losing that game. Especially as it turns out, the season goes.
Yeah.
You've had some. This season's been kind of a tough one. You know, we We lost a lot. But what we have is a bunch of kids out there who's I think you're still having fun.
Yeah.
You're playing hard, man. Yeah. And what more can you ask for?
Not much.
You know?
Just keep working hard.
That's exactly right. You, being the only senior on the team, and I know Holly, you know, looking for leadership, and you're able to provide that. It sometimes though, when the losses add up, it's tough to get those. I mean, kids get feeling down, and you're like, you know, you got to pick them up somehow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Kind of like in softball when things don't go right. Now, are you like the all time leading home run hitter?
No, that's Lydia Winning.
Yeah, I work with Lydia. How many are you behind?
I think I need three or...
Oh, you got her
this
year.
Three or two more.
Might do that first game.
Yeah, I'm thinking we'll second
see.
Game, but...
We'll see.
Second game. Pitch around her the first game, she'll only get two.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The third game, she'll get it.
No, because the wind blows out that... she'll be gone.
She'll get a pop
big
up.
Time.
It's gone.
Yep. We got a good softball team coming back, right?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think we'll be missing Kenzie Garkey, but...
She won't be back yet?
She won't be back yet. I don't know.
It's hard to get. Come on, Kenzie. Quit being a wimp. Take a little ACL.
She would pick Jesus, you out if you would walk up to her and call her a
knock
wimp.
Knock her out.
Yeah, okay.
She can't.
She would kill you.
She would absolutely kill you.
I'd hold you while she hit you.
Yep. So as you, what are we? We got about half the season done?
About two-thirds now.
A little more than that. Ain't that amazing?
It goes fast. It's flying right now. It's flying.
It's unbelievable. You having fun?
Yeah.
Is this your, would you say like after the game last night and you're in the locker room and whatever stays in the locker room when you guys talk a lot. But when you look at our schedule, we got some winnable games coming up.
Yes.
So is that kind of what you talk about, staying positive?
We do. We talk about how every game is winnable. And we just have to work hard, come out hot, and keep it throughout the entire game.
Which last night we did. Played our best quarter of the year, probably.
Yeah.
Because they're pretty good, South Adams. And we come out and got a 13-3 lead, but the pressure continues, you know, and that's just tough when you got kids.
It is.
And then when we got in that spot where, you know, we were up, I think, 26-25, and they scored 16 straight because they got in a little funk there where – every time they would go press and we would lose the ball and then we didn't have any confidence for a while.
Yeah.
And it hurts that way.
How's school going?
It's pretty good.
Favorite subject?
Oh.
Recess.
Yeah, I would say that, but I don't have that option.
Oh, lunch. We'll call it lunch.
Took that away from us.
I don't know. I think I enjoy current events quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mr. Evers.
You, what's game plan after school?
I will be attending Defiance College for softball.
So. All right. Defiance.
Awesome.
Good for you.
Well, that's freaking great.
Have you had one of their coaches contacting you and talking to you?
I actually played with a girl that was on the team already.
Yeah.
And she's playing there right now. She kind of got me in contact with the coach, and it's a pretty good program up there. So.
Yeah.
First base. Where would you play?
Third.
Third base.
Could be either corners or catcher.
Yeah.
So, you go to purple and gold instead of purple and white, but you're still purple. I like it.
So what's your, when you look at, like, some of your favorite memories?
I don't know. It's just going out and having fun with my teammates. Doesn't matter what sport it is. I always have fun.
Yeah.
It's just building a kind of relationship with your friends and stuff and having that strong build.
So when you're at bat and a groove pitch comes in and you know you got it all and it's gone, what's that like running around the bases after you just go yard?
Well, most of the time I don't really know when it's going, but you know.
Once you get around first, so you kind of get the old.
Yeah, it's just most of the time feels pretty good.
You ever kind of get mouthy with anybody on the bases?
Oh,
like,
no, I don't.
Huh?
I don't. No.
You don't? You never say like.
Eat that! No.
Huh?
No.
This year.
On the field.
You did that. After you hit one out, I want you running. Huh? Wouldn't that look good?
Bobby, you always did that. Every home run you hit, you did exactly that.
Maybe a bat flip. We'll see.
All right. We're going to be watching out for
Bobby
that.
Bobby did not do a bat flip when he hit his home runs.
Bat flip.
Oh,
I could try to do it.
Did I misunderstand that?
Well, we wish you the best of luck, kid, and we appreciate you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. That is Maddie Guggenbiller. member of the high school basketball team and also senior softball, Daniel Patch, coming to the table. Come on up here, big fella.
The big fella.
I'm going to ask you a question here. I want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you in the hot tub eating Oreo dessert with Kale Rammel side by side today?
No, not today. It was a cold tub, though.
Was it a cold tub?
Yeah.
And you guys were eating. What were you eating?
Oreo dessert.
Oreo dessert. Little, can't go wrong with that.
A little speedboat, too.
Floating.
You've had a neat career. First of all, a tremendous baseball player.
Yep.
Tremendous pitcher. Your basketball career has been, I would say, you've been a solid basketball player. You know, you took a year off there. Is that right?
Yeah, sophomore year.
Sophomore year. Said, you know what? This might not be for me. I'm going to focus on baseball. You're back now playing, and you sure seem like you're having fun.
Yeah. I enjoy going out there every day at practice and every Friday and Saturday with my guys, so it's pretty fun.
There's nothing like team sports. Mm-mm. There's nothing like it.
No.
You know, and the relationships you'll carry on with these guys, mm-hmm. you know, it'll last forever. When you talk a little bit about your baseball career, and I know you and your dad have a your dad is one of the guys, and you know I love your mom too, but your dad and that guy over there, and you know we've had a special friendship
yep.
since he was our coach here, you know, and you guys have been traveled all over really the Midwest and actually all over the United States,
everywhere, yeah,
playing baseball.
Yeah.
And that's something that as you get older, you'll realize how special that is. You know,
it's kind of cool too. I mean, and I know you have, but competing against guys that you know probably are going to be major leaguers at some point in time. You know, it'll be kind of cool for you to say, "I pitched against him. He can't hit me." You know, that'll be. I always thought that was kind of cool when I went and watched AAU stuff. You know, that there's some good players out there that you know are going to be no doubters. And hopefully you're one of them.
Hopefully.
we got a lot of basketball left. And there ain't a team in Division IV that we can't beat. I mean, when you think about that.
When we get dialed in.
Absolutely. We can beat anybody on any given night. Now, we can get beat by anybody on any given night,
yeah,
too.
Man.
Yeah, we just need to make some outside shots.
But that's something where, you know, when you go to that gym and you're thinking, bring it on, you know. Because we have some really good players. Yeah, that's exactly right. What's it going to be like, and I'm going to turn this a little bit, that first game at the old baseball stadium?
Hopefully I'm pitching.
You want the ball?
Yeah.
Give me the ball, coach.
Yeah. I want the ball.
Huh?
So hopefully someone hits it out. Maybe it'll be Kale. Maybe Kale will hit a home run.
If you get the ball, the first pitch, you got to throw it over the backstop. Think about that. Throw it against the gym.
That would be classic. Like,
this is awesome. I'll never forget it.
This kid's supposed to really be good.
I think beanball.
There goes the ball.
You beat to hit the first batter?
Beanball, yeah. Beanball.
That's really So let's talk a little bit about your game plan after. Now, you're going to play baseball in Capital.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so it was a nice opportunity, and like the coaching staff and what their future is. So
Selly's nice.
Yeah,
I thought.
Yep. They're actually remodeling it, so they got some money coming in.
Got some coming in. Yep. Perfect.
Who's this little girlfriend you got? She listening?
She's probably doing homework. She's doing homework right now.
She can listen in the archives.
You gonna tell her what's her name?
Mackenzie Kaffenberger.
Yeah. Mackenzie Kaffenberger, how long have you been dating?
A little over 2 years.
That's cool, ain't it?
She's cute.
Groovy.
I like her.
Neil, Jesus. Huh? Why?
She's not 18 yet, Neil. So.
Hey, what about you? You're not very good looking.
Oh.
But he's a nice guy.
I'll kick this coverage, you think?
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm pretty good looking, though.
Are you pretty hot? You're kind of hot.
He's kind of hot.
I'm not seeing it. But,
try to get it in the hair. So.
Yeah. Favorite memory? As it
for sports?
Yeah.
Probably the game winner against Parkway last year. That was pretty. That was a fun one.
Yeah.
That was.
That was pretty good. I forgot about that. Beat him. Loose ball. You stuck it in.
Yep. First points of the night. Cowboys like, hello. I think he had about 40, and I had 2 points.
You had two. Yours were the big ones.
Nobody remembers his 40. Nope. Nope, but they remember your two.
Remember that two.
Daniel, you're an awesome dude, man.
Yep. Thank you.
We wish you nothing but the best.
Hey, Thank you.
Let's go somewhere in this basketball thing, too. Yeah. It's like Bobby said, ain't nobody going to play us.
I agree with you.
Just bring it working. On. Keep working.
Spencey, let's take a break. We'll come back. We got two more to talk to. Three more. We got three more hoodlums back there. Smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. We'll get them right up here, right after this. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
The Fort Recovery Community Club's annual fish fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m. Stop out at the Progressive Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, French fries, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. It's only $12 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's just $7 for kids 8 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat that everybody looks forward to. The Community Club's annual all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 7 p.m.
Hi, this is Dave Timmerman with the Sons of the American Legion in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We are having our annual barbecue chicken dinners on February 12th, just $9 each. And you get half a chicken prepared by Romer's Catering, applesauce chips and roll. You can contact Dave Timmerman at 419-852-6916 or Whitey Vogel at 419-852-0316 or any Suns member for tickets. We will be serving from 4 to 6 p.m. on February 12th, and you can eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Okay, yeah, well. For some reason, we're having trouble with the Sons of the American Legion chicken dinner thing. That's on Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Chicken dinners. Pick them up 4 to 6.
Are we on?
Yes, we are.
We're back.
We are back.
I didn't know. I thought we were still in commercial.
Well, I was explaining.
Tic Tacs.
Ticky Tac.
Tic Tac? No. We're back here. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We're in the middle of the. Turn us down there.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Well, I didn't.
Yeah. We're back here, and we're talking with seniors. We've talked to Matty. We talked to Patchy. And now Mr. Cal Rammel comes to the mic. And first of all, congratulations on a tremendous milestone. The, 18th player in Fort Recovery history to score 1,000 points. And that's pretty awesome.
Thank you.
You when you look back and you reminisce about how hard you've worked, and you worked hard to get where you're at, and you played a lot of ball, and we just like Patchy has with his baseball career.
Baseball, yeah.
When did you realize that you had a chance to be really good?
I want to say the summer in between seventh going to eighth grade. That's when I guess really started to grow into my body and. I guess become more comfortable with basketball. That's when I really felt that I could be good.
Yeah.
Would you say that basketball is your favorite sport?
Actually, as a kid when I was young, it was all baseball. I loved baseball. But about, I want to say, sixth grade, that's probably when I found basketball.
Started kind of liking basketball. Yeah. That's a good deal.
And your football career, you had a hell of a football career.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a little hurt there on game one.
Got clobbered game one.
I got killed.
I killed you.
Yeah.
That, now, when you took that hit, did you say, no, wait a minute, something ain't right here?
Well, so I had that interception in the end zone, and I had my arms up catching the ball, and a guy stuck his helmet straight to my ribs. Mm. And I actually got up, like, screaming, like, let's go. I was fine. Then about...
Kind of like Maddie when she hits home run.
Yeah. And then about, I want to say, 30 seconds later, my voice changed, and it was hard to breathe. And I waved to Coach. Coach's like, what do you mean? You played 3 plays of defense. Stay in. He thought I was just out of breath.
Yeah.
Gassed. And so I actually played like 3 or 4 plays with it. I was like, Coach, I got to go.
This is enough.
Yeah. So... Then I went to the hospital, got it all fixed up.
And then what was you out? 4 games?
2 actually.
2 and came back Minster.
Yeah, Minster.
Yeah. So football ends. We had another made the playoffs again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many years did we make the playoffs?
In my career?
Yeah.
I wanna say I think all 4.
I think
all
4 we did too.
Yeah.
Because my freshman year, that was the last year of the expansion of the playoffs, wasn't it? What was it, 12 teams? Now it's...
I think that's right.
Yeah, no, he's exactly right.
My freshman year, we made it for sure without that expansion. But then sophomore through senior, we had that expansion in the playoffs, and we made it.
Yeah.
So football, then when did you decide to start playing baseball again?
I mean, my freshman year, I was playing, but obviously COVID. And then sophomore year, I got a stress fracture in my back, and I just wanted to give it a rest.
Yeah.
Have a break, whatever. And then last year, I got through healthy all football and basketball. I said, why not?
Yeah.
Why not play? It's fun. Hang out with the guys.
And you also had a hell of a career.
Had a great season, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you got to be thinking, I mean, you kind of look forward to baseball season.
Yeah.
I am. I'm thinking.
Are you fired up
thinking,
for baseball?
Look out. Kale's coming.
Okay, so the basketball season starts up this year. We know you're third team All-State coming in this season. We know that you're probably going to get 1,000 points. And you got a lot of your teammates, classmates coming back. Our expectations this year, we got a new coach, and we start out 8-1. Sky's the limit for this team. We've run a little rocky road of late. But talk a little bit about the season so far, and I'm just tickled pink.
We just got some stubborn guys that don't like to lose. I mean, we'll try and do whatever it takes to win.
That's big.
Do whatever. If we're down 20, we'll try.
Well,
not gonna give up.
You know, and you got to have a little luck. In our 8-1 run, we had a little luck.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that overtime game down in Arcanum was a.
Yep.
Incredible how the heck we won that, and Lincoln View was another kind of a war there, and and now it seems like it's went the other way on us a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, the Botkins kid comes out and hits 6 threes.
Yeah.
You know, come on,
what was the deal on that?
It's unbelievable, but you know, you're gonna have that stuff through the years, and you guys are kind of going through the roller coaster, but now we're ready to go back up.
Yep.
So it's Friday night, Saturday night, you know, you need 13. Nervous?
I guess before the game, like just at my house or shooting around before the game, I think about it sometimes.
Yeah.
But right when that ball goes up, I just play.
Yeah.
It's just another game. This is how I felt.
You got him ripping off papers underneath.
Yeah.
You know exactly how many he needs.
Yeah, I was shooting free throws and saw that. I was like, oh, man.
You know, our student body's been tremendous this year.
Mm-hmm. That's been good. Yeah.
I mean, they've done one hell of a job. I'm proud of those guys. They enjoy it, and 1,000 points, quarterback to football team. probably a lock for the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame someday.
Oh, absolutely.
And just a, you know, a kid that, that makes it, you're easy to root for, you know, just like all these guys are. You, future plans? What are you thinking?
So right now I have Bluffton and Capitol and a little bit of Otterbein looking at me. And I'm still trying to decide, and most likely a business degree somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure where yet, though.
Are you for sure interested in playing basketball at the next level?
I mean, my goal is to try and get D2, like a Finley or something, sure, to get a little bit of money.
A little cash. There you
go. It's just a lot having to pay for school and then having practice every single day. And
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you miss a lot at home, too, parties and Christmas parties and family gatherings and stuff.
Yeah. And when you have a close-knit family,
makes it really
tough.
Yeah, they're a little...
And you do have a close-knit family.
Yeah, just say they're close-knit is crazy.
The group you had there Saturday night was awesome.
And you got a little sweetheart, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's her name?
Lydia Brunswick.
How long you been dating her?
Like 3.5 years, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah.
So where does Uncle Larry live?
Uncle Larry?
Yeah.
Coldwater. Larry, he lived in Greenville.
Greenville. I was thinking he was coming a distance.
Yep, Greenville.
Yep. Yeah, and is Tom in Coldwater? And I know Rick is. Yep. So they're there all the time. It's just awesome to see all of them.
Yep.
So, Lydia's a Bengal fan, too.
Yeah.
Their whole family goes to every game.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty lucky. Sometimes I get it right along.
You get take.
Are you going to Buffalo? Are you going to Buffalo?
No, not this year.
No. Now, last year, didn't you get up, like, we had played Saturday night, and you drove, like, to California the next day or something, Kansas City?
So, we played Missinewall Valley and hurried up, got home, changed, and we were off to Kansas City and got... It was rough because...
That's a road trip.
We were driving through St. Louis, actually, and we were trying to find a hotel to stay at, and there was none. Nothing. So we were driving till like 3, 4 in the morning. It was fun, though. That game was awesome.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I bet, too. Yeah.
Well, we root the crap out of you. You've been a lot of fun to watch.
Thank you.
You have, man. I tell you what, Bubba and I both went up and watched you as an eighth grader. Mm-hmm. And you could tell there's something special about you. You know, you could handle it. You were giving it to your guys, and it reminded me of some of the other 1,000-point guys that before that. You know, and what you've done—that's a huge accomplishment. I mean, that's something you got to really be proud of. You know, that's something that has a big basketball fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I see a 1,000-point guy, that's awesome, man.
Thank you.
And a lot of it has to do with these guys behind you too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They got to get you the ball.
Yeah, and they do a good job of getting you the rock. Now, what I'd like to see you do is come out and stick a couple threes to start the game off.
I know.
And open up the inside, because they absolutely beat the crap out of you.
Yeah, you don't get a lot of calls.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
That Goldwater game was awesome.
It was unbelievable.
Huh.
Yeah.
In fact, I did mention to one of the referees, just because he's not bleeding doesn't mean he didn't get fouled.
No, I'm sure he took it with.
That's what this guy's for. He needs to hit some threes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Danny Danny Buckets.
Danny Buckets.
I like it.
Yep.
Hey, good luck the rest of the season, buddy.
Yep.
We got a lot of ball to play.
Yep.
You know, we're
not done.
You dang right. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll probably get you guys back in for baseball, too.
All right.
That's right.
Sounds good.
Good job, man. Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you.
Next up. All right.
We got Wyatt.
Big Wyatt.
Wyatt, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Hadn't kind of worked out the way you wanted it this year.
No, not at all.
Talk a little bit about your injury.
So, I was in Winchester doing skill training for basketball. Coach Mount put 5 of us guys in it. And I was just having hip pain nonstop. And I'd let, his name was Barry, I'd let him know multiple times, but I was dumb. I didn't think
sure,
anything
you're,
of it.
Yeah, you're going to keep going.
And he told me, he was like, lay off it. I never did. So I played the whole season last year, and I was feeling it. I remember talking to Jill about it, and she told me, go to the hospital. I'm like, no, because if it's not serious, I'm out.
Right.
So then come summertime, and my mom was like, all right, you got to get checked, because this has been going on for a year now. go to the hospital. They take x-rays, and he said your bone is inflated, and it was about, you know, they can't see it. It was pretty big, and he said, you're going to need surgery, or else you're going to have a hip replacement in your 20s. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I don't want that.
I'll pass on that.
He said, yeah, he said, if you play one more year of sports, he goes, he said, you might as well just schedule that hip replacement already. And I was like, all right. So then I had to make a decision for the long run, and I had to go with the surgery. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
I thought they just went in there, trimmed it down. I torn some ligaments up there, and they passed it all together. So
yeah, it's a tough thing, and it really stinks because we had you pegged as being the guy standing outside popping some threes here and there, you landing and opening it up for the big boys down low,
and putting the ball out to people that need it. And,
because you actually had a great year last year.
Yeah, I thought I did too.
Yeah, your confidence level, you could tell your confidence level was getting better and better.
Just never got that chance up there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. But as one door closes, another door opens, and you've been able to hang out with the coaching staff, and you've been able to sit there with them guys, and you learn a lot about the game of basketball sitting off the side watching.
Yeah, I do.
And when you sit there and you think that's not a valuable part of the team, when you can come out and tell Landon, hey, you know, as you come into the timeout, say, hey, you know, this and this and this, and that stuff that's really important, and you should take great pride in that.
I do. I let him know.
Yeah,
I'm always talking to him in the
absolutely, room.
Especially Kale. He knows that. I'm like, dude, you gotta. Yeah. If he's taking you like that, do this or something. Yep. I'm always telling him that.
Yep, and they know that you're on the same wavelength as they are.
Yep.
Not that the coaches aren't, but
it's a
different thing when your buddy is telling you.
That's a whole different thing. Enough, and you've seen stuff.
Yeah,
and you're seeing stuff that can help these guys.
Yep.
You gotta let them know.
Yeah, they call
coach. You can't beat it, can you?
Coach Gruber, I love it.
Yeah.
I sit over there at the scores table sometimes, and I'll blab my, you know, I'll say, you know, you do that. I'm like, they should tell me sometime. Would you shut the hell up? But you do get. It is amazing when you sit off the side.
Yeah, and you see a lot more. Yeah.
It is, and you're like, God dang it, man, this is. And just like you talking to the kids, you know, that's
yeah.
Yep.
That's really cool. So what's your game plan?
I'm going to college at Columbus State.
Columbus State?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Super. And then I'm going to go out in the business world.
Yeah.
Probably start off at my dad's and then be a sales representative for him, hopefully.
There you go.
That's the plan.
And in 5 years, you're taking over. Dad moves to Florida. And
yeah. That's,
there you are.
That's what he wants to happen.
There you go.
Taking care of Kearns. Fireplace and what's the name of it? Fireplace and whatever.
And you can get me a half-price little fire.
There we go.
I got you.
He can probably get you a half-price fireplace, but maybe not a spa.
Well, I know that hadn't worked out the way, but you've made the best of a tough situation.
Yeah.
You should be very proud of what you've done.
Yeah, I couldn't walk away just like that.
Yeah.
Especially playing with them all the way through middle school. I was like, I can't.
Yeah,
can't
true.
Leave them. So sorry.
Well, that's kind of what we were talking about, the love of that team. You know, when you're on a team, it's awesome, man.
Can't leave it.
And you'll have them guys, they'll be buds forever.
Yeah.
You know?
So you got a girlfriend, too?
No girlfriend.
Huh?
No girlfriend.
You no game?
Oh, I got plenty of games.
Yeah, no game. I don't think, well, I don't get it.
Maybe he does. Maybe he,
I like my free time.
Bob, what's your senior spirit?
Bob, he said he didn't have a girlfriend. He might have more than one.
Are you biggest flirt?
Are you really?
There you go.
Is that?
I did.
Is there no doubt? I mean, was that a close con?
No doubt.
He won easy.
It was no
easy.
Doubt.
Whoa!
Hey, in this day and age, you never know. What the hell? Big guy, I wish you the best, man. You're a good dude.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for stopping up.
Yep, no problem.
Come on up here, Red. We got our final senior, Landon Post. How you doing, brother?
Oh, not bad.
How's it going, Landon?
Not bad.
I have breakfast with Grandpa quite a bit. And there ain't too many guys that are bigger fans than Grandpa is of Landon.
Oh, I know.
Big fan.
Big supporter.
Yeah. Big supporter, and he'll let you know what to tell you.
Oh, he lets me know.
Shoot the ball, man. I'm sure you hear that once in a while.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little about you. You're a multiple sport athlete as well. And Hell of a baseball player, hell of a basketball player. Let's talk a little bit about your senior season this year. You know, we got a new coach and Coach Leverett, you know, we've kind of opened it up a little bit, and you've had a good season. Talk a little bit about your game right now.
Well, you know, last year I took my role and I knew it, and as a player I knew what I had to do to play, and that was I had to guard.
Yeah.
And that was my take last year, and now moving on to my senior year, Troy kind of took that role as you got to play point guard, and now we're gonna hand you their best player, and we kind of want you to lock her down.
Yeah.
So, and taking that role is another step, because them guys are depending on you, even though you're a junior or a sophomore, you're younger. Mm-hmm. Now as a senior, you kind of get to lead Troy and push him and give him tips, and so that's kind of what I've been doing this season. I know I have to provide on the offensive side, but still I have to give tips to Troy. I got to play my defense as well.
Yeah.
So been taking that well. So
you've had a good year. Had a little injury bug here hit you on the Botkins game. One of those deals where on Friday night, I think that
he
pulled something and something wasn't right, and Saturday leg sore?
Yeah, so it was actually like 26 seconds left in Delphi's game when Riggs missed a free throw. I went to go get a board.
So it was somebody.
I went to go get a board, and I took a knee right to the side of my thigh, and it didn't feel right when it happened, but as you're playing, you know, you don't really feel that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I kept playing on it, and I got home, showered, kind of tried walking around, and I could feel it starting to tighten. And I woke up the next day, and it just didn't feel right at all. And I knew with the games coming up that I didn't want to try to force
anything. More important games.
Did you call Daniel so you wouldn't get in a hot tub? Ice bath?
No, he had that thing taken care of. So.
You, as the season went on, and you know, you're a good shooter, and as the season goes on and everybody collapses on Kale, you got to continue to knock down that jumper, and you got to continue to shoot that shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I tell you a lot to shoot the damn ball.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Because first of all, he's going to get the rebound half the time, or it's going to go long and Patchy will get it, because and I tell you, I like we talked about, there's a lot of basketball left.
We got lots of play.
Yep.
And when you have arguably the best player in the area, mm-hmm. You can beat anybody.
Yeah.
And like you said, with you and Troy out there guarding people, and I don't know, man. It's a lot of fun.
It is a bunch of fun. And, you know, if I'm not shooting the ball, I'm definitely looking at Kale down low, because I know he's got a man sealed. And playing with him my whole life, I know what pass I can make.
Which one you can get in.
And I know if he's got a guy on the front side of him, I can lob it up right beside the backboard, because he's going to go get it.
Was you disappointed he didn't dunk it?
Well, I kind of take that one on me.
Bad pass? Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good pass.
Wasn't too bad.
I definitely was a little further away from the rim than I wanted.
He needed it a foot closer, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he should have had that.
I can dunk, but I can't, like, dunk, you know?
Yeah. not you surprised me Friday night. I didn't know if you had it in you. He's pretty tired in that game. I didn't think. I thought
it was a big one.
He might lay this in. I'm going to go for it. What the hell?
That, that was a good one.
I was pretty happy about it myself. I'm 58 years old, still love dogs.
Oh, jump up and down. Yes.
Jump up and down, light up. Standing up at the scores table, flipping the bird to the fans.
That may be an exaggeration.
Well, you never know, Spencer.
Hit me a little.
How about you got a woman?
I do, yep.
And if she is?
Molly Bargie.
Huh?
Molly Bargie.
From?
Ansonia.
Really?
Yep.
How long have you been dating?
Close to 2 years now.
Is she a tractor pull Bargie?
Yep.
Her dad, is she really?
Her dad and all of her uncles do it, so.
Yeah?
Yep. I would have guessed that when you said Ansonia.
So her mom works at Cooper's, maybe?
Her aunt does.
Her aunt does. Does. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah. Hmm? You huggy bear kissy pooer?
Hey, man, that question wasn't asked them, guys, so I'm going to keep silent on that one.
All right.
Yeah, there you go, Bob.
Yep.
Never kiss and tell.
Nah, good point. Good point. Well, I'll tell you what, big fella. Big fan here. You know that.
Yep. Fan of the senior group. You guys are a great, great bunch. It's been a lot of fun watching you play.
Yep, we absolutely enjoy watching you guys play and compete. Let's finish off the season right, have fun, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yep, see what happens.
But know this, no matter what happens, we're proud of you.
Absolutely.
You guys have done nothing but make Fort Kerry proud.
Yep.
So that's something thank good.
You. I tell you what, and the neat thing about, you know, you're doing good things when that stadium starts. Getting bigger and bigger. Man, is that a lot of fun? That Delphus game was back in the old days.
There is nothing better than Fort Kerry when it's full.
When it's full, it's rocking.
Best atmosphere in the world.
It is fun.
That's something Coach Leverett talks. Yeah, he preaches about that. He's trying to get the old fort.
That's right.
I tell you what, everybody should experience that.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's so cool when it's a packed house. And
we got the best view. I mean, you guys got a good view, but we got the best one looking at it.
Mm-hmm. We get to watch our fans go berserk.
Go crazy. Because we got morons for fans.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want it any other way either.
Hey, I can hear you.
Yeah, you're one of them.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Guys, gals, thanks a lot for coming
in. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to take a break, come back, talk Indian sports right after this. Sports Talk presented by the Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 25th through the 28th. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during the week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 25th through the 28th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring an all-you-can-eat chili supper on Friday night, January 20th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Marion Local. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids 5 and under are free. All proceeds benefit the Fort Recovery Education Association Scholarship Fund. Get to the Marion Local boys' basketball game early on January 20th and enjoy the FREA chili supper with all the fixins. Serving from 4:30 to 6:30, our local Psi Iota Xi chapter will be holding their Krispy Kreme fundraiser on Friday, January 20th after the Marion Local basketball game. They're only $10 a dozen, and you'll be the hero at breakfast on Saturday morning. Just remember to grab a dozen or two of Krispy Kreme donuts on your way home or on your way to the Booster Bash at the bowling alley that night. Psi Iota Xi's Krispy Kreme Donut Sale, Friday, January 20th, after the boys' basketball game with Marion Local.
We're back with Bubba V.
Bubba V. We're back here at Sports Talk. My good friend, Mr. Harold Feely and Neil Spencer on the boards tonight.
You betcha.
Great show. We had Jeff Gray on Insight with Jack and a huge, major duck over there.
Quack.
Quack. Jeff Gray and Jack, and it's always good to listen to Jeff. And
he is good.
Yeah, you know, Fee, you talk about him being the town cop. Jeff Gray's a good dude, man. A good dude. And then we had the seniors in, and once again, easy to root for and good kids.
Yeah, great kids. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, always fun with seniors.
Yeah, it is. It is always fun with seniors. And we got a big weekend of sports and big weekend throughout the town. And
yeah, we
and,
do.
And starts tomorrow night. We travel to Marion Local. The girls.
Girls do.
Holligan against the state-ranked Marion Flyers. Come in, the Flyers are ranked 8th. And we just got to keep making baby steps. And I expect, you know, it's going to be a hard game for us to win.
Yeah.
But it's not a hard game for us to compete at, you know.
Yeah, and I like the way Maddie's attitude is. You know, she seems like... You got to play hard and have fun, and yeah. You know that's what it's about. I mean, especially in a year like this where you know you're a little thin, you know, yeah. You've lost some girls, and hopefully, you know, if they go out there and show they're having fun, even in bad situations where you're not winning a lot of games, some of these other girls need to come back and play, you know, and make it more fun, because our girls are good athletes. I mean, we need to get them back in here. And
yeah, you know, you look at Kennedy. Kennedy Mulcam's playing a position she shouldn't have to play. You know, she's playing point guard.
Yeah.
She's a 2 guard or a 3.
Yeah.
You know, she's 5'10". But when you got the, you know, she's out there pounding the ball. We don't really have anybody else, you know. And exactly. And it, you know, it just makes it tough. So, they just got to keep it getting does. Better. We're rooting for them. Keep showing up and rooting for the Indians,
yeah,
guys.
Absolutely.
And they travel to Marion Local tomorrow night, and then on Saturday they go down to Franklin Monroe, and that's a 10 a.m. start. So if
ooh, early
it's on the schedule, yep. It's a little different. It's 10 a.m. The game will be on Fort Recovery Radio and WPGW. Yep.
Yeah.
And I know Rob's not going to be there tomorrow night for the Marion game.
We're planning to do that, but sometimes we have trouble getting a connection over there.
Yeah.
Simulcast WCSM.
Yeah.
If you're going to listen to WCSM, it's 100.9. It's their wave. I can't remember which one's the wave. And 100.3. Yeah.
So the girls are tomorrow night, then Coach Leverett and the Indians. They got a tough one Friday with Marion Local Flyers coming down.
Good ball club coming in, yep. Gigantic, as normal, and for Marion Local. And
yep.
I kind of watched a little bit of the New Bremen and their game on WLIO or WSN, and they're good.
They're good. They're big.
And they're big and good and
athletic. And but, you know,
we are too.
Yep.
You know, really. I mean, we say that we got some big kids too. And
yes,
we're athletic. And like you said, we got one of the best players in our area. So,
and then on Saturday, the Indians travel to Graham High School.
Graham.
And
how you get there,
Bob? St. Paris. You'll take 36.
36.
So you get down to Greenville, take 36, shoot it right across. Is that correct, Spencey?
Yeah, or however you decide to go to Pico, and then go 10 miles east. So
yeah. And that game will be on Fort Carey Radio. That'll be Brian and whoever.
Jordan probably.
Jordan Winter, yeah.
But we have spoken with Mr. Bill Overla, and he will give us 10 minutes before the game. We're probably going to go on maybe while the JV game's still going on. We're going to talk to Mr. Overla five or 10
good.
Minutes.
He's a good dude. Yeah, I love
a chance to talk to that.
Mr. O, good dude.
He's a good man.
He's a good old dude. So big weekend. We have the Fish Fry Community Club Fish Fry on Saturday. So I know
Friday night's chili supper.
So
and after that you get
Krispy Kreme.
Now I'm not a big donut eater, but if you go to Krispy Kreme, I don't think you can get a dozen donuts for $10.
Oh no, no.
I think that's a great price.
Five of them.
I wouldn't sleep for 3 days because it just churned in my gut. But Krispy Kreme donuts, $10 a dozen. That's almost free.
Yeah,
they're giving them away.
There's a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah,
and the Booster Bash after that.
Booster Bash, that's right. But one of the important things going on Saturday night when we go down to Graham is that Perry Hall, teammate on his dodgeball in Atlanta, is from Graham High School.
It's from Graham.
Really?
So I would say that's probably a statue up.
Could be.
This kid.
Well, probably. And
at Graham High School.
There's a good chance he was a high school wrestler.
Well,
that's the best wrestling program in the state.
You know, in the nation.
That very well might be. Definitely.
And it's the home of Jim Jordan.
Who was also a wrestler.
Yeah, good wrestler.
And where did he go? Was he a Ohio State wrestler?
Yes, he was.
He was.
Jim Jordan.
Yep.
Can't beat it.
No, good guy. So I am leaving for Florida on Friday. And my good friend across the way is going to meet me down there on Sunday.
I am.
So we are not going to be here next week.
Nope.
Unless Spencey has...
Yeah, we may or may not do Insight. That'll be coming up. But there won't be Sports Talk next week or the week after.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what we're thinking?
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we're going to finish it off with tournament time basketball. But
yeah.
Tournament drawings will be going out. It's a great time of the year, folks. Mm-hmm. Indians basketball is in. Congrats to Kale. You know, he come in here with 1,000 points.
1,000 points.
You know, he's got 1,000 points. He's got 10 more games left. You know, he's good.
Yeah.
He just keeps crawling up the ladder. 1,300 points.
Yeah.
I mean, he really could.
He could.
He's a hell of a player.
He's
a kind of is.
Yep.
Pretty fun to watch.
Yes, he is. So, anything else, my friend?
Mm-mm.
1 year ago today, we lost Brother Joe.
Yeah, it was a sad day for me today. Kind of thinking about him all day today, but yeah. What he told me, don't be sad.
No.
When the last time I seen him, he said, I got this, and don't be sad, and that's the way he was. He lived the way you're supposed to live. Have fun every day.
He had fun every day.
He did. He did. He just loved his life.
In Chicago, of all places.
You know, yeah.
He was
a big city boy. He loved that.
And everybody knew that man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody that was anybody in Chicago knew who Joe Fiedler was. A lot of people knew
him. That's for sure.
Yeah. When you have your funeral what was the name of the place we had his funeral?
I can't think
what
the name. Metro.
The Metro. And folks went...
That's a big place.
Yeah.
Big place.
Yeah. A couple thousand people.
Big place, and it was a lot of people in there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really a lot of people something.
There. It was neat.
Yeah, it was really
now, that's downtown thing. Chicago, right?
Yeah. Kind of out by Wrigley.
Yeah.
Yep. Out by Wrigley.
So,
it was some celebration of life.
It was.
Now, did they mispronounce his name as Filey?
No, they always did. They did it on purpose because
Smiley,
he was always
Filey.
Smiley Filey. They said that up there.
Smiley Filey, yep. And, you know, he was.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to your house a few times on Christmas Eve when he'd come popping in there.
For the party.
It was a pretty good party until he showed up. Then it was an unbelievable party.
And they got a lot more fun.
When's Joe getting here? I'm starting to fade a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting tired.
Exactly coming. Right. So for my good friend, Mr. Harold.
Yes, sir.
And for Spencey Behind the Boards, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Yep.
We're going to lay on the beach, send you some pictures.
Yep.
Oh, don't send pictures.
Don't need any of those.
Speedos.
Send pictures of you eating food and stuff, just not on the beach.
We will see you in a couple weeks. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Lady Indians will travel to Marion Local, and Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game for you, and the NFHS video will be available for the game. Friday, the boys will host the Flyers, and that game will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, which will also be heard on the NFHS video. Saturday, it will be a girls-boys doubleheader, with the Lady Indians traveling down to Franklin Monroe for a varsity-only game starting at 10 a.m. We'll simulcast WPGW for that game, and the NFHS video will not be available for that game. Then on Saturday night, the boys will travel to St. Paris to take on the Graham Falcons. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast that game, and the NFHS video will be available for that game, and we'll speak with Bill Overla, former Fort Recovery High School principal, before the game. Lots of basketball action this week, so get out and support our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.